I was thinking, what happens over time? I ran the same analysis 3 months apart, same search terms, same job titles, same platforms, and the job market got tighter. But not in the way you expect. It's not that there are fewer roles. It's not that the salaries dropped. It's that the expectation inside each role expanded measurably across both sides of the Atlantic in just 90 days. So here's what I did. Back in November, when I started this project, I looked at around 400 marketing leadership roles, head of marketing, marketing director, VP positions, etc. About 100 from the US and 100 from the UK, the rest from across Europe and beyond. But I ran them through a keyword analysis, looking at which skills, traits, and expectations show up and how often. Then in February, I did it again. A fresh batch, same method. And I expected the results to look roughly the same. I mean, 3 months isn't long, even though there was a Christmas in between. But even so, the market doesn't reinvent itself over a single quarter. But the numbers moved. They moved in a pattern that tells a story worth paying attention to. This episode is about what changed and what it means for anyone trying to land a marketing leadership role right now. Not a theory, not the vibes, but actual data from real listings compared over time. Here's a stat that got my attention first. I looked at how many listings contain all three of these words: strategic, hands-on, and revenue. Three terms that, in theory, describe very different skill sets. Strategic means that you think big. Hands-on means you get into the work. And revenue means you own the number. In November, 10% of the U.S. listings asked for all three. And by February, 28. The U.K. moved too, from 15 to 28. That's not a rounding error. The triple threat, be the thinker, the doer, and the money person, went from being a demanding outlier to roughly one in four roles in 3 months. And the language is getting more compressed. In one listing for a VP of marketing posted in February says, the ideal candidate will be both a strategic architect and a hands-on executor, a creative, data-informed leader who can craft our story, drive explosive growth, and bridge the consumer and enterprise worlds. That's five jobs in one sentence. Another one, for a head of marketing at a B2B SaaS company, asked for a marketing generalist who is both strategic and hands-on, with the ability to lead across functions, product, brand, performance, and events. Product, brand, performance, and events. That's not a head of marketing, that's a department. And what this tells us is that the expectation of the hybrid operator, which we've talked about before, is someone who moves between strategy and execution, between brand and revenue, is no longer the exception. It's becoming the assumed default. If you position yourself as either a strategist or a doer, you're already behind the listing. Another aspect of this is how the US and UK are pulling apart. And this is where it gets interesting. Because while both markets are squeezing harder on the strategic commercial hands-on axis, they're doing it in different directions. In the US, AI mentions in job listings jump from 24 to 37. And these aren't just companies slapping AI onto a job description to sound current. I'm seeing things like AI native marketer, and define and own the roadmap for AI and automation across the marketing organization. The US also saw big jumps in performance marketing and pipeline accountability. The whole vocabulary is tilting towards B2B SaaS growth speak. Meanwhile, digital as a standalone term dropped almost 19% in the US, not because it stopped mattering, but because it stopped being worth saying. It's assumed. Like saying you need someone who uses email. And what about the UK? It's a different story. AI barely moved. It went from 20 to 15, actually. But sustainability and ESG more than doubled, from 15% to 32%. SEO and PPC jumped 18 points. And here is a detail I find telling. US job descriptions actually got longer between November and February. Average went from about 5,000 characters to 6,000 characters. The UK went in the other direction, from 4,500 to 3,400. So the US is writing more words to describe bigger roles, and the UK is writing fewer words but packing more expectations into each line. Same compression, different packaging. So what does this divergence actually mean to you? Well, first, the practical part. If you're targeting US roles right now, your positioning needs to lead with velocity and measurable impact. The language has shifted hard toward pipeline, revenue attribution, and marketing as growth engine. I built a brand is less compelling than I built a brand that generated X pipeline in Y months. AI fluency isn't optional anymore. At 37% and climbing, you need to show you've actually used it to do something, not just that you're comfortable with it. For UK roles, the shift is toward commercial accountability in broader scope. Sustainability showing up in a third of listings is worth paying attention to. Not because every head of marketing needs to be an ESG expert, but because it signals that UK companies are expecting their marketing leaders to think beyond the funnel. Brand stewardship, stakeholder alignment, and long-term reputation management are carrying more weight. But there is a bigger point that holds across both markets. The squeeze is real, and it's getting tighter. The window between senior marketer and marketing leader is filling up with expectations that didn't exist 2 years ago. You need to be strategic, you need to be hands-on, and you need to own revenue. You need to understand AI, or ESG, or both. You need to manage stakeholders. You need to build teams while still executing yourself. And nobody can actually do all of this at once. You know that. I know that. The companies posting these roles probably know that too. They just haven't admitted to HR yet. So the real skill isn't having all of these capabilities. It's knowing which ones matter for the specific role you're targeting and being honest about the two or three where you're the strongest. Because listings may want everything, but the interview is where you show them what they actually need. The short version. 3 months of data shows that marketing leadership roles are getting more compressed, not less. The triple threat, strategic, hands-on, commercial, went from roughly 1 in 10 roles to 1 in 4. The US is accelerating toward AI and growth, and the UK is broadening towards sustainability and commercial brand ownership. Both markets are expecting more from the same title. I'll keep running this analysis. That's sort of the point of this podcast, to watch the patterns as they shift and tell you what I see. If the triple threat keeps climbing at this rate, by summer it won't be a pattern. It will just be the job description. The roles are getting bigger. The question is whether you're growing to match or just applying to titles that used to mean something smaller. Thanks for listening. I'm Yuan, and this is Marketing Leader Decoded. And we'll talk later.